Okay, Brent Hesvath and Mabez. I'm going to do today's daf. Just one announcement. Since Monday morning, Hoshana Rabbah is a long davening, so here in the shul, we're doing two dafim on Shabbos. We're doing Shabbos mornings, we're doing Shabbos, and between Mincha and Ma'ariv, there's no Shalosh Shudos, there's no Sukkah, so we're getting Shalosh Shudos at home, and we're doing Sunday mornings daf on Shabbos also. Sunday morning, we're doing Monday's daf. But for the people on the web, I'm going to try at some point on Sunday afternoon, or hopefully by Sunday night, to put Sunday's daf on the web also. So I'll do it again at some point, but I just don't know when. But you'll have Monday mornings. Monday's daf you'll have earlier on Sunday morning. And then hopefully Sunday's daf, though a little out of order, hopefully it's Zagadata, about Adam Arishon, about Briyas HaOlam. So I want to try to get it on the web. That'll be sometime on Sunday, maybe Sunday night. Hopefully by Hoshana Rabbah, when you wake up on Monday, you'll have Sunday and Monday's daf on the web, and then Yantif is Yantif, and then Bez Hashem after Yantif on Thursday, we will hopefully get back to a normal schedule. Okay, we are on Tezav and Mabez. Today we're still in Yanim of Lechis and Kores, and we'll have 2 days of Agadita starting on Sunday and Monday. Okay, where are we? Two second to last line. Tezav and Mabez. So we're in the discussion of a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua about paritz ka'omed. If you have exactly equal paritz ka'omed, paritz, what's open and omed, what's standing, we've said there's a concept of omed merubala paritz. What if it's exactly equal? So that's a machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Papa says mutter, and Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua says it's aser. And they each said, what is the version of the of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai that they learn, lo tifrots rubo or gedar ruba, and we're trying to bring proofs to either side of that machlokas. The last one we brought was from Sukkah, and now we bring one from Shabbos itself. Tashma, second to last line on Tezav and Mabez, trying to prove the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua. Tashma, sheyaver shechatzu bebika v'hikifu agamalim. Similar to the case that we had in the Mishnah, you have this caravan of people, which is at least three people, which we'll see later, that rested in the Bikkah, in the valley, and they want to create an area around where they're standing, where they're staying, and they surrounded the area with gemalim, with camels, right, like the Rabbanan in the Mishnah, who say you can use Balei Chaim, b'ukafos, with saddles, ba'avitin, with cushions, b'shlifin, Rashi says masuo is the bundles, bekanim with reeds, bekolchos with Rashi says kilche yirakos with vegetables, metaltalim besocha, as long as you can make this whole area surrounded with all these different types of materials, gets part of the chiddush is that it doesn't have to be uniform. You could have throw in a bunch of different items. Ubelvad shelo yehi ben gamal agamal kimlo gamal, as long as you don't have the space of a gamal between the gamalim, ubein ukaf l'ukaf kamalo ukaf, and the space of the saddle between the saddles, ubein avet lavet kamalo avet? Question mark. So don't you see from here, the Brisa says, that you can't have the size of the avet between the avet, the size of the gamal between the gamals. So doesn't that prove that paritz ka'omed would be usur? Because it's saying you can't have this exact space in between. So you can't have this exact space in between, that's mash, but if it would be the exact same space, it would be usur. Kasha on Rav Papa who says mutter. So Gemara says no. Again, here we'll be mokim it the same way as we answered up earlier. Hachanami b'kishenichnas v'yotze. What the Brisa means to say is that you can't have the space in between able to put a gamal with ease. Nichnas v'yotze, to put it in and out, in and out. To be able to put it with ease would mean it's a drop larger than its size. And if it's a drop larger than its size, that would end up being paritz merubah la'omed. Not exactly equal. And that's what Nichnas V'yotze means. It's a little looser, putting it in and out, and therefore it would end up being a little bigger than what is there, paritz merubah la'omed, and therefore it would be, that's why it would be usur, even according to Rav Papa. Tashma, another try to prove. Now we're going to bring a large brisa that is from a Tosefta. You see on the side, a Tosefta in Kilayim. Tosefta in Kilayim. So this all this brisa, about the next 10, 15 lines, is about Kilayim. Says the brisa. Nipseis ata omer shalosh midos b'mechitzos. There are three measurements when it comes to mechitzos by kilayim. We're going to compare, ultimately, kilayim and Shabbos. But remember, we've had kilayim a little bit in the past, when it's not allowed to plant vines and zraim and other growths, grains, and within proximity of each other, especially that be daraisa birabuvya. They can't be mixed in. So what's called mixed in together? So the Mishnah says there that if you have a fence in between, that's good enough. So the question is, what if you don't have a full fence in between? You have a fence with open spaces in between. Is that good enough for Kelayim? So says the Gemara, this Tosefta, there are three measurements regarding Mechitzos when it comes to Kelayim. But we're going to use the Ritva here to explain this, because the Ritva is a big help in explaining these three measurements. What exactly is the Chiddush of each line of these measurements? Says the Bryce, says the Tosefta, Kol Shu Pachas Mishlosha. What if you have a wall? If the walls that you are using in this fence for the Kelayim is itself less than three tefachim each. Let's say you just have very little walls. I think that's pictures of most of these in the picture book. Yeah, picture 116. Right? Yeah, they have little poles. And each of them are less than three tefachim wide. Sarek shelo yehe bein zeh lazeh shlosha. So you have to make sure in this first midah, in this first category, we have to make sure that there isn't between the poles three tefachim. Kedei shelo yizdakir hakdiba basrosh. So that a goat can't jump in. Basrosh is like freestyle, straight, without any hindrances. You have to make sure that there isn't three tefachim in between. That is category number one. If the three categories are going to be how big are your walls, not focus on the spaces, but the size of the walls is going to differentiate between the three categories. Okay, and at the end, we're going to show that one of these categories proves related to the machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua. That's what we're bringing this whole Tosefta. So the first category is, if the wall itself is less than three tefachim, so that as long as you cannot allow to have a three tefachim space in between. Why? Because more than three tefachim is, you can't say lavud anymore. And that is why it would be a problem. What does it say? Gediba basachas. Why does it say you can't say lavud anymore? Says the Ritva, no, that's the time of lavud. Why lavud is limited. You can't say lavud more than three tefachim because the animals can get in then. That's exactly why you can't say lavud is as if it's connected. That's exactly what the Gemara, the Tosefta means to say. That you have to have at least less than a three tefachim space in between these poles. But the chiddush, according to this first line of the Ritva, is that on the one hand, if it's more than three tefachim, the whole thing is aser. But if it's less than three tefachim, it's mutter, even though paritz merubala omed altogether. Right? Because if you look at this picture, the spaces are going to end up being much larger than what's standing. Paritz merubala omed, but it's still going to be mutter. That is the first category for kelayim. For kelayim, this is all about kelayim. So that is category one. Again, walls that are less than three tefachim. The only rule is you can't have spaces that are three tefachim or wider. But anything less than that is good, and the whole thing will be mutter to plant kelayim on both sides of the wall, and kelayim on one side and zrum on the other side, and you don't have to worry. Even in the open spaces, you'd be able to plant kelayim next to each other. Number two. Kolshehu gimel, umi gimel v'adalet. Second category is, let's say the wall itself is three tefachim wide, or more than three tefachim wide, up until four tefachim wide. From three to four, but not including four. So that size wall. So then what's the rule regarding that? And this is picture 117. Again, it says you don't need the picture book for this one, but that's the wall is three or three to four. So says the Gemara, says the Tosefta, Tzarech shelo yehe beizel azeh kimiluo. The only thing that you're not allowed to have is you can't have the open spaces exactly the same size, kimiluo, this is what's going to relate to us, the same size as the what is standing. Kidei shelo yehe parutz ka'omed. Because this is not four tefachim wide yet, these pasim, these boards. So that's why you have a problem that you're not allowed to have the open spaces the size of what is standing there. Because paritz ka'omed would be a problem. That is what the Tosefta says. V'im haya, yeah?
The first picture not a problem with paritz ka'omed. But there's more paritz ka'omed.
Because there you're using the principle of lavud.
So you
can
use the principle of lavud here too.
No, but here the principle, the spaces are four tefachim wide. If it was less than three tefachim wide, so then it would be okay. You would be able to use lavud. But here, you're not using lavud. Here, it's...
lavud is greater than the principle of parts.
Yeah, lavud wins. At least by kelayim. So it says here, this line, the chiddush of this second line is that you can't have parts ka'omed. V'im haya, and the chiddush is as follows. V'im haya parts meruba la'omed, and if parts is meruba al ha'omed, af keneged ha'omed aser. Then even keneged the walls, keneged the omate part of what's standing is usser. Says the Ritva, that's the chiddush of category number two, that it's going to be totally usser. we're going to see how to interpret this line. Only paris ka'omeid is going to be totally awesome, even kineged the omeid, even next to the wall. You're going to plant kilayim next to a wall, and this you plant a kerem on one side and zrab on the other side. The chiddush of this line is going to be, even kineged what is standing is going to be usher to plant on. Why? Because you're going to consider it as if the whole wall is going to be mavutal. So we're going to get to how to translate these two lines, because the first line says it can't be paris ka'omeid, and the next line says if it's paris merubah la'omeid, kineged omeid is usher. That's going to be worked out after we call this whole tosefta. But that is category number two. Category number three, kol shehu, let's say the larger size walls. Kol shehu dalid u'me'arba v'arasar esar amos. If you have a wall that's the size of four tfachim or greater up until 10 amos, sarach shelo yehei bein zeh lazeh kemiluo shelo yehei paris ka'omeid. Again, same as category two, in that you can't have spaces the same exact size as what's standing. You don't want it to be paris ka'omeid, but here it's different in the next way. V'imhaya paris ka'omeid, but if it is paris ka'omeid, so then kineged ha'omeid mutter, kineged ha'paris aser. And this is the chiddush of category three, says the Ritva, that you could have parts of the area mutter, parts of the area aser. Because these pasim, these walls are four tefachim wide, explains Rashi and explains the Ritva, then there can't be, say, they're batel. They're four tefachim wide. That is a makom chashuv. That is a chashuv space which this wall, this four tefach wide wall, covers. And therefore, even if paris is going to be ka'omeid, you can't say these are nothing. So at least kineged the omeid, you're going to be able to plant kilayim, and it won't be considered kilayim. Kerem on one side and zeram on the other side. That is the chiddush of category three. Once a wall is four tefachim long, so then it is chashuv in itself, and it can't be batel even if you have paris ka'omeid. You wouldn't be able to plant kineged the paris, but you would be able to plant kineged the omeid. And the brisa, the tosefta, finishes off. V'imhaya omeid merubah laparitz af kineged haparitz aser. But even in this category, in all the categories, if omeid is merubah al haparitz, so then even kineged the paritz would be mutter. Nifritza, this isn't really a fourth category, this is a fourth din, but going on all the categories. Nifritza biyosa me'asar aser, but as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, but if you have a pirtza that is more than 10 amos wide, so that is aser, because that's called a pirtza, not called a pesach. We had this case before. Let's say you have the case of Kelai, and let's say you have pegs stuck in the ground. Dukranim means they get smaller as they go down. They're like spears. And you put the vines all across, so it's as if you have tsuras at Pesach all around. Now we had a couple daf ago, even with opening more than 10 mutter, that was in the discussion of whether tsuras at Pesach could work for an opening wider than 10 amos. So that is the end of the Tosefta. But let's talk about why we brought this here first. Ketani mihas, reisha migimel v'adalid. But if you look at the reisha, that means the category 2. Right? We have 1, 2, and 3 categories. So category 1 was less than 3 tefachim walls. Category 2 was 3 to 4. Category 3 was 4 and above. So if you look at category 2, when it said 3 to 4, what was the lashon of the Tosefta? It said that it can't be have spaces equal to what is standing. So doesn't that bring tuv tadur of papa? Isn't that a kashan of papa or papa who says paritz ka'omeid is mutter? And here it says it can't be equal. If it can't be equal, that means equal would be usser. And again, we're comparing hilchas kilayim. Like yesterday, we compared hilchas sukkah to hilchas mechitza. Here today, we're comparing hilchas kilayim to hilchas mechitza. So amlachar a papa. Rav Papa said, no, the same answer that I've given three times already. My milu nechaz v'yotze. No, it means that you can't have open spaces that you'd be able to fill in with ease, which would ultimately mean that's really paritz yoser mi omeid. Paritz merubah la'omeid, that would be the problem. But in the chinami, we say Rav Papa, if it's exactly equal, then it would be mutter. And Rav Papa even says, achanami mistavra, I'll even prove it to you that I'm right. That really, that means, even though it says kamilua, it really means paritz merubah la'omeid. Why? Midiktani, because if you look at the next line of the Tosefta, I wrote numbers into my Gemara, so it helps me find it. If you look at the next line of the category 2, it says, parts merubah la'omeid, av kineged omeid aser. The next line, it says, it can't have as much space as it is. And the very next line says, and if it's parts merubah la'omeid, then even kineged the omeid is aser. Why do you have to say even if parts merubah? Just say if parts is ka'omeid. If that's what's aser also. So Zer Pavet proves like me, ha'ke omeid mutter. So, but that line is mashma, that, oh no, daf has to be parts merubah la'omeid, but kineged omeid will be mutter shmamina. So shmamina that the previous line in Tosefta doesn't mean literally kimi luo, but it means paritz meruba al ha'omeid would be the problem. So again, we salvage Shitas Rav Papa, who says paritz ka'omeid, if it's exactly equal, it will be mutter. But says the Gemara now, so he had such a strong proof from the Tosefta, so isn't it a kash on the other sheet now? If he brought the next line, where within category 2, which said parts Merubah La'omid, even Keneged Omid is Asur, so what about the, isn't that a kash on Rafun Abed Yeshua, who says parts Ka'omid is Asur? So the Amar L'chas, he says, no, there's another line of the Tosefta that proves like me. In category 3, there's a line that sounds like me. Yes, in category 2, there's this line that sounds like Rav Papa, but in category 3, there's this line that sounds like me. If Ohaya Omid Merubah La'paritz, it says only if Omid is Merubah La'paritz, this is really even after category 3. But if the Omid is Merubah, can I get the parts off us mutter? Then even the can I get the parts would be mutter, would be totally mutter. But what's mashba from there? Hakapar is aser. But mashba, if it's kiparis, it would be aser. So you think you have a great line from earlier in the Tosefta. I have a line from later in the Tosefta. So Gemara says, Seifa kashler papa reisha kashler from the Beit Yeshua. So if you isolate each of those two lines, it seems to be contradictory, supporting one shita and a kash on the other shita. So says the Gemara, you have to read each line according to each of the shitas in light of the rest of the Tosefta. Seifa l'Rav Papa lo kasha, the line in the Seifa, which sounds like parts ka'omid would be asur, is not a kasha under Papa. Why? Because you have to say, I did a ton of resha parts merubah la'omid, ton of Seifa omid merubah la'paritz. Really, it didn't have to be omid merubah la'paritz to be mutter. It just said omid merubah la'paritz to parallel the language of earlier in the Tosefta of parts merubah la'omid. Resha l'Rav Yeshua lo kasha, the same, the opposite. The line in category 2 doesn't really mean that it has that parts ke'omid would be mutter, but I did by the misli seifa omid rubala parts, because it says omid more than parts in the seifa. Tana resha parts rubala omid. That's why it says parts rubala omid in the resha in category 2, even though you don't need parts rubala omid to be asur, parts ke'omid would be asur too. So each sheet, again, is a technical discussion of how to read the Brisa. Lamaisa, there are two sheetas, and each sheeta works out how to read all the lines of the Tosefta according to their sheeta. Okay? We go further. Third line. Bishlamal Rav Papa, Mishum Hachilo Arev Lahu Batani Lahu. According to Rav Papa, I understand why Category 1 and Category 2 are listed as separate cases, because they have different dinim. Because according to Rav Papa, remember category 1, category 2. Category 1 was less than 3 tefachim walls. Category 2 was 3 tefach or more than 3 tefach walls. Let's focus on the 3 tefach aspect. Right? So the two categories separated between less than 3 tefachim and 3 tefachim. And what was the din of category 1? If you have space of 3 tefachim, no good. It has to be space of less than 3 tefachim. But one second. So according to Rav Papa, if it's a space of 3 tefachim, and let's say the walls are 3 tefachim, so then that's mutter, right? Because parts is ka'omid. So says the Gemara, I understand why Rav Papa separated between those two categories. Because less than 3 tefachim walls and 3 tefach space would be a problem. That's category 1. But the next measurement up, 3 tefach walls and 3 tefach space wouldn't be a problem. That's why you separated between the two cases. So bishlamar Rav Papa, misham achi lo arav lu v'tarnilu. I understand why you separated those two cases. Elad Rav Huna, b'edir of Yeshua, lir arvin hu v'lisnin hu, kal shu pachas v'shlosha, v'shlosha, shach shlo hiye benzel azeh shlosha, question mark. So according to Rav Huna b'edir of Yeshua, though, parts ka'omid is also aser. So let's say you had 3 tefach walls and 3 tefach space. That would also be aser. So what's that doing in category 2? Why don't you throw the measurement of 3 tefach walls into category 1? The same halacha applies that you're not allowed to have 3 tefach space in between. So don't just tell me the halacha category 1 by less than 3 tefach size walls. Throw the 3 tefach measurement in category 1. Fine, more than 3 tefachim, it's not parts ka'omid. But at least if you say parts ka'omid is aser, so then you should throw that into category 1. Says the Gemara, you're right, Lamaisa, that it has the same, they're both pasul, but they're both pasul for different reasons. Mishum to l'odami psul derashul psul de seifa. No, the psul, Lamaisa, is different, but lundus, conceptually, it's different. And that's why it is in different categories. It just shows you that Mishnahs and Brises aren't just about telling you the halacha. It's about telling you conceptual categories of why things are puzzle, not just that they're puzzle. And therefore, even though you're right here, Lamaisa both would be puzzle if it's 3 tefach spaces. It's different reasons why they would be puzzle. That's why we put it in different categories. Psul of the ratio kadeshli is dakarak diba bas achas. The psul of the ratio would be because a lack of lavud. Right, and the lack of shleiz dakar gdi bebasachas, because you don't want the gdi going in, because you can't have so much of an open space that the animals can get in. Psul de seifa, but the psul of the seifa would be shlo yeh parts ka'omid. It would dafka be that psul that Rav Huna Ben Yeshua would say is also. If you have 3 tefach walls and 3 tefach space in between, it's a different problem of parots ka'omid. And that's why he lists it in as a separate category. Period. Okay. So now we have a separate discussion regarding this brisa. If you notice, just by way of introduction of the next line, the first two categories were reflected that three tefachim is an important shear. Right? It said less than three tefachim is the first category, three tefachim is the second category. But going from category two to three, it sounds like four tefachim is an important shear. Because what's category two? Three and three up until four. And the category three is four tefachim and above. So the first half sounds like three tefachim is significant, and the second half sounds like four tefachim is significant. So that's kind of a contradiction, because we know three tefachim is significant according to one shita, and four tefachim is significant according to another shita. Second to last line. Pachas v'shlosh amani. If you focus on the first half of the Tosefta of less than three tefachim ani rabbanan hi, that sounds like the rabbanan. Ami pachas b'shlosh amin and lavud, shlosh lo amin and lavud. That sounds like the shita of the rabbanan who hold that lavud is three tefachim or less. So that is, less than three tefachim is lavud. Three is not lavud. Aim a safe. If you focus on the second part of the brisa, kol shu shlosh mishlosh avad arba, a son turning over the shuvim gamliel. That sounds like a shuvim gamliel. The rabbanan mi arba lavud. Right, that sounds like the Rosh Gamliel, because the border is four tefachim. D'i Rabbanan, because if it was the Rabbanan, Mishlosh Shavar Arba, Shlosh Shavar Arba Chadu. According to the Rabbanan, once you get above three tefachim, so then it's all the same. So what are you being mechalik between three and four, according to the Rabbanan? So two answers. Amar Abaya, first we want to say maybe the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Be the Reish Rabbanan, Seifa Nami Rabbanan. Maybe the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Aye. So why in the Seifa of the Tosefta, why is there a significance once you get to four, the border of three to four Tvachim? Why is that significant if Lavid goes by three Tvachim? Umod Rabbanan, Dekol Mishre, Kinegdo, Iika Makam Arba Chashiv, Ilo Lo Chashiv. No, here we're not just talking about Lavud, says the Gemara. Here we're talking about what is called a significant makom based on the walls that you have. Don't look at the spaces. Lavud is an issue of the spaces in between. But the Brice is focusing on how big are your walls in order to say that this wall is so significant that it can't be batel, and Kneged the Omid will always be mutter. So that's a different halacha, says the Gemara. Abai said, the Rabbanan never argue on that. Yes, their Lavud issue is three tefachim. But the other issue is, how big are your walls to be considered a makam chashev, to be considered a chashev wall, in order to say that this will always be a makam chashev, and it's not going to be batal, even if paritz is ka'omei. So that's where Rabbanan can say four tefachim, where we've had a number of times in Hilchas Mavui, that four tefach, four tefachim, or four amos is considered a significant amount. So here too, the Rabbanan, the second part of the brisa, is not an issue of lavud. It's a question of lemishre kenegdo, to matir keneged the wall that is standing. That is not a lavud issue. That is one way to understand the machlokas, to understand the Tosefta, that it's all really the shita of the Rabbanan. Rava Amar, the opposite. Read the Sefer Rosh Gamliel, Rishon Amir Rosh Gamliel. Maybe the whole Tosefta is Rashbag. The whole Tosefta is not the Rabbanan. What about, doesn't Rosh Gamliel hold of Lavud by four? So what's the issue of three? Chi Amrina and Rosh Gamliel, as we had before. I mean, Lavud. Where does Rosh Gamliel agree to Lavud? Hanamilu Lamala. That's only up above the ground, for example, as we've had. Let's say you have a korah sticking out from one side of the mavli opening. It doesn't get all the way to the other side. How close does it have to be? That's where Rosh Gamliel would say, as long as you're within four tefachim. So above the ground somewhere, so that's where he would say the issue of lavud. Avalamata, but where it's hanging down. So then even he would agree three is the crucial number. Why? Because he would agree the issue is, and this is like a smach to the Ritva that I mentioned earlier in the shir, that the issue of lavud is Gideon Bokenbo. Once you say Gideon Bokenbo, the animals can get through, then you wouldn't say lavud anymore. So this is kind of saying that even Rosh Gamliel would agree that the shir is three, Lamata, because Gideon Bokenbo, little goats can get in if it is three tefachim from the ground, even though he holds of lavud four above, but he would agree to three below. So there are two ways to understand this Tosefta altogether, whether it's all the shita of the Rabbanan or all the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay. So that is all one brisa, trying to understand that according to each of the shitos, and now we're going to try again with another one, Tashma. Okay, this is all about the sugya paritz ka'omid. Tashma, Tefanos Halalu, we're going to quote something that, again, that we had about a week ago. Tefanos Halalu, Sharubem Sachem, Mechalonos Mutter. If you have, we did this when we were upstairs. Tefanos Halalu, if you have walls of a chatzer that have psachim and chalonos, that most of it is psachim and chalonos, doors and windows, but we mentioned then that these windows are within 10 tefachim of the ground. So therefore, it's not considered as if you have a wall there. And also, it doesn't have window panes, it doesn't have windows, it's just what we call a window, but it has a hole, and a door, which is just the door. We brought this in terms of treating a tzuras ha-pesach, more than 10 tefachim, or not thinking you didn't have in mind to make a tzuras ha-pesach. That was the discussion that this came up in. So now we have this in this context. If you have these tefanos, these walls that rubam sachav chalonos mutter, it's mutter to carry in that area. As long as the omid is more than the parts. So the Gemara just says, one sec, what is the Brisa? The first line of the Brisa says is Rubun Psachav Chalonos. So Sherubun Psalkadaitach, then if it means with the majority, then it would be a contradiction. Mineyubei. Elo Sheribun Psachav Chalonos. It doesn't mean Meruba, that it's more than. It just means that you made a lot of Psachav Chalonos. So what does this say? That if you have a lot of Psachav Chalonos, which are viewed as parots, because you have these doors, quote unquote, and windows that are open, but if they are more than the omid, that is aser, says the Brisa Mutter, Ubavachal Shiyehe Omin Rubala Parats. So what's Mashba? That you need Omin Merubala Parats, but Hakib Parats aser. But if it would be exactly equal, it would be aser. So again, we'll go up Tiyufta the Rav Papa. Tiyufta. So it's a Tiyufta on Rav Papa, no answer given. And that is the last kasha that is brought, so it would seem that we just disproved the shita of parska omid is aser. We hold mutter. We should hold parska omid is aser. But as the Gemara does sometimes, tiyufta. We said it was a tiyufta, but v'hilchos hakavasi Rav Papa. Even though we just proved him wrong, the halacha follows Rav Papa, and this is what we hold in Shulchan Aruch. Parutz is kaomid is mutter. Tiyufta v'hilchosa. Can we say tiyufta and then right afterwards say the halacha follows him? The Gemara says in mishum the daika masiz hakavasi. Why? Because if you just take, you're right. We brought a whole amud of Toseftas and Bryce is trying to prove one way or the other, but the pashas of our Mishnah is like Rav Papa. Why? Because our Mishnah says, Lo ye pirtos yaseiros al abinyin, as long as the pirtos aren't more than what's standing, hakib binyin mutter, but if it would be exactly equal, it would be mutter. So that is why, Lemaisa, we say, Paritz ka'omed is mutter, and that is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to a little more after we finish this Amud, we'll look at Shulchan Aruch inside. But that is the Lemaisa. Paritz ka'omed would be mutter. Interesting Tosfos here, the top Tosfos, Vilchos HaKrav Papa. Tosfos says, so what is this? What does the Gemara end up saying? Half and half, it's mutter. Meaning, so if it's mutter, what does that show? That probably that if it's half and half, you could treat it as if it's rov. Treat it as if it's rov omid. It says Tosfos, but yet in other halakha contexts, when you have half and half, you don't treat it like rov and say mutter. Ein l'tamoa, d'hacha kaimalan paritz ka'omid mutter. Don't be matamis, says Tosas, that here we see parts coming as mutter, or parak is the chulin, in the second parak of chulin, beginning of chulin is all about hilchos shechita, masik de lukuli ama mechsa ina karov. It's a halacha that you have to shecht rov simonim of an animal. Rov shnayim bebehema and rov echad ba'of. So let's say an animal, there's two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, the kana and the veshet, and you have to shecht rov of those two simonim. What if you only shechted half? Exactly, mechsa mechsa. Halacha is pasul, it's not a good shechita. So asks Tosfos, so why over there is it not a good shechita, linyin shechita, while here it is good mechitzas. So, umaisi Allah hahita taner, and there it brings a case to try to prove it, so if it's all one sugya, why do we bring certain brises over there, and we don't bring brises over here? So says Tosfos, v'shema yesh l'chalik bein mechitzos l'isr v'tuma. Maybe there's a chilik between mechitzas, our case, and isr, meaning shechita and tuma. So it sounds like a very lumpish Tosas. There's something here. Again, we don't have time to analyze it, but when Tosas is v'shemachin shlechalik, we have to know. So what's the chiluk between the halachic context? It sounds like there's a conceptual difference. I mean, maybe you could say, again, there's one Rashba, that's what we'll see in a minute. You could say, I mean, what's the rule? Over here, to create a hekif makom by mechitzas, like we mentioned in the past, it might not be a din in tfun, it might be a din in hekif makom. Hekif makom might only need half. It might not be that you have to treat it as rov. Half might be okay. There, it's a din of rov. You need rov shnayim. That might be a big difference between them. The question is, what's the standard that you need? Mechsa mechsa might be okay in order to create a hekev makom. Hashekev, you might need a rov. The Rashba quotes the Ravid, at least he quotes two opinions. He quotes number one, he says, maybe he quoted the Ravid holds the whole issue of omid rubal aparats. For us, we know omid is drabanan. So maybe that's the difference. He's not saying this for Tosas, but he says, because by Shechita, the din of Shechita, you have a cheskes iser before the animal is shechted to Oraisa. So it says that, there's a din to Oraisa. So din to Oraisa, mesa mesa is no good. Right, that's machlokas v'shonim. But if you assume that parts meruba la'omid is only a psul d'rabanan, so then that's the difference. D'araisa d'rabanans. But then the Rashba says, I already said that I don't hold like that, because again, it's machlokas v'shonim. Parts meruba la'omid might also be a psul d'araisa. Then he goes another difference. Ubitosvos tirsu. I'm not exactly sure what this means, but I'll throw it out there. Ubtosvus tirtsu, to yesh lechalik, not the artosvus. To hasam bidover hatalui b'chiyus habehema. There, by shchita, why do you need rov? Because that's something that's talui on the chiyus of a behema. Umistavra to hasam hochu b'lechumra yoser. And it's mistavra, it's logical that there you should go more lechumra. That's all he says. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi. So what does that mean? It's talui on the chiyus of a behema, and therefore it makes sense more to go lechumra. And here's not talui on anything. So maybe what he means is that there's a cheska sister there. That could be what he means. There you're breaking a cheska sister. The animal doesn't have a cheska shachar until it's shochet. It's cheska sever minachai, cheska nevela, cheska until it's shechted. So maybe that's what the Rashba means. That over there, if you're being mafkia a cheska sister. To be mafkia a cheska sister, you have to have more, you have to do more. Over here, there's no cheska sister here. You're creating mechitzas. You're creating an area. There's no cheska sister that you have to overcome. So that's why it might be a difference. But either way, this, you read a line like this in Tosfos and you know there's a lot underneath the surface. The Semayish Lechalik between two different halakhic contexts, you know, oh, this is a place to research, you know, if, Bez Hashem, when we do Erevin Be'iyun, that's a place to research. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah. Okay, as a hakdama to the Mishnah, just one line. This Mishnah is going to talk about a mechitzos geruos. This is the way Rashi understands it. Usually when you have a wall, you put up a wall that takes up the whole space. Fine. But let's say you don't put up a wall that takes up the whole space. So there, let's say you put up a wall, but only one directional walls. You put up horizontal lines that don't take up the whole space, or vertical lines that don't take up the whole space. Those are mechitzos gruos and have different halachas, as we will see. But that's just what this Mishnah says. Let's say you're in a certain area, and the picture book is gonna be useful here. You're in a certain area, and you're going to put up mechitzos in one direction, either using ropes going across, and that is what's called a mechitza, as we'll call it, of an arev. Shesi and arev are the two ways that the strings, the threads, go in a loom. Horizontally and vertically, so the shesi and the arev. So that's used in general by the Gemara to show those two directions of horizontal and vertical. So shesi, if you have a mechitza of shesi, that's standing up. Those are kanim. Mechitza of an arev, that's going across. That's chavalim. Okay, but you don't have to. It sounds. I just made it sound more complicated than it is. Lamaisa, you're going to put, make walls going across or going down. Fine. Okay, not both. That's why these are going to be worse halachically, weaker halachic walls. Says the Mishnah. Makifin, let's say you're in the middle, and you're middle of a desert, you're middle of somewhere, and you want to create a area, an enclosed area. Makifin, you're allowed to put ropes around, three ropes, one on top of another. Some people asked me to do this by sukkah, because they wanted to do this on their patio in the back. So, but here too, by creating a heck of makom, you have three ropes, one on top of another. That's fine to create a machitza, as long as you don't have three tvachim within each rope. So you don't have three tefachim within each rope, and each rope, how thick are the ropes? Shear chavalim fa'ovion yeser al tefach, and the shear of the chavalim altogether, the thickness of the ropes, will be a drop more than a tefach. Kadesh yakol asar tefachim. So if you think about it, then there's probably a picture of this, right? The picture 118. If you have three ropes, the first bottom one within three tefachim of the ground, the next one within three tefachim of that one, each one is within three tefachim, so the airspace in this area up until the top rope is less than nine tefachim, because each airspace is less than three tefachim. So as long as the ropes are thickness altogether of a drop more than a tefach, so that way the whole wall is all lavud, and it's considered you have a 10 tefach mechitza standing here. Fine, so that's one way to create a mechitza of arev, as it's called, the mechitza with chavalim that go across. The some achronim point out why does Tosfos asks earlier on daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos says, if you have all these ropes, why don't you just make a Sirus HaPesach? Why don't you just make the top one with these bars? Why do you have to make all the three? Just make a Sirus HaPesach. Isn't that more productive and more effective? So some achronim say maybe this is a smack for the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam says you can't make a Tzuras HaPesach by Pirtza Meruba Al HaOmed and Pirtza Yosem Eser. If you have both of those potential problems, the Rambam says you can't make a Tzuras HaPesach. Just like our Eruvin, according to the Rambam, could be problematic. Because you have Pirtza Meruba Ala Omeid and Pirtza Yosef Meyeser. So that is the smach. Maybe that's why, according to the Rambam, you couldn't do it here. Okay, that's what some Akronim point out. Anyways, that was all one direction, going the ones across. What about going down, making with the kanim, with the vertical ones? So makifa b'kanim, also kanim, you're allowed to make a mechitza with kanim. Again, as long as you don't have space of three tefachim within the kanim, so it's all called lavad. This was like category one that we had earlier in that Tosefta by Kilayim. You could have little kanim, and as long as you don't have three tefachim spaces in between, even though you end up being parutz, merub ala omeid, still okay. Now says the Mishnah. Bishayara dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that this whole heter of allowing these mechitzos gruos, meaning only going in one direction, you don't need both shesi and arev, either just going down or just going across, was only said bishayara, by a caravan, where people need it, and this is what Rashi says, hikilu etzlan, that they only need these one direction. How do you define a caravan? You have to be a caravan mamash in the desert? So it seems like three people. It goes by the number of people. That's how you define a caravan. Not dafka, a caravan in the desert. But three or more people, then we're mako to use these types of eruv. But one or two people, we don't. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham say, no, anybody could use these haterim, these lower level mechitzas. And then we have a third opinion. The Achronim talk about why it sounds like this is a new statement, but really it's a third opinion, as we'll see. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda argues on his father, Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, they never work, even by a Shayara. You never could have just a Shesi or just an Arev, just in one direction. So it sounds like a third opinion. Does it just work by Shayara? Does it even work by Yachid? Does it never work even by Shayara? Three opinions of the Mishnah. Chacham say, no, either one, the Chacham seem to hold like the earlier Chachamim. We'll get to if there's a difference between the two. So Amar Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav. We've said before that omid brubal aparitz b'shesi, by standing up mechitzes, that's okay. Because as we had this in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah had said, v'lo yei pirtzos yaseiros al habinyan. As long as the pirtza, remember we had that case where you surrounded the caravan with the saddles of the animal. So the Mishnah had said, as long as the saddles of the animal, which are standing up ones, right, which are a mechitza of kanim, as long as the omid is brubal aparitz, that's okay. So that's a mechitza of shesi, going up, and as long as omid brubal aparitz works there. So he asks the Gemara, Boy Rav Hamnuna, Ba'ariv Mai, can you have a case, does omid brubal aparitz even work by mechitzas of arev, going across? Meaning, you have horizontal mechitzas, and you have omid brubal aparitz. So is that also okay? So we're going to try to figure out what the case is. So Mai, that was Rav Hamnuna's suffix. So Amar Abaya Tashma, Abaya says maybe you could prove it from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Shir Chavalam Ovin Yeser Al Tefach, Shiyu HaKol Asar HaTfachim. Remember, our Mishnah said, use three ropes, less than three tefachim airspace in between. The thickness of the ropes altogether are drop more than a tefach, altogether 10 tefachim. V'im Isa, and if you would be allowed to do Omid Ruba Laparit by horizontal mechitzes, then there's another case the Mishnah could have said. Lama L'Yeser Al Tefach. So why do you have to have the rope more than a tefach wide? Levid, why don't you make it as follows? Pachet from the ground. Pachet b'shlosha v'chevel mashu. Pachet b'shlosha v'chevel mashu. Pachet b'arba v'chevel mashu. Look, do it this way. Have two of the spaces less than three tefachim. So that's as if you have six, right? Because it's lavud. And then the other one will be four tefachim wide, but that's okay because it's six and four. So that'll be omid ruba laparitz by a mechitza of arev. It doesn't say that. It must be it doesn't work. Says the Gemara. No. The Gemara says, v'tizbra. If you would have a case like that with an airspace of four and less than four and less than three and three, there would be other problems. You would never be able to have a hechi timsi that would work. Now let's go through each possibility. Hi pachos v'arba hechi mokimla. Where would you put the one that's less than four? Remember, you would have three spaces: less than three, less than three, less than four. Where would you put it? Okay, and the picture book has a picture of each one of these possibilities. Imokim leitatoi. If you'd put it on the bottom, and this is picture 119, less than four tefachim between the floor, the ground, and the first rope, less than three the top two. So then forget Omin Rubal Aparitz. There's a more important problem, or another problem. Havalikim Mechizishak the Imbokinbo. We've said before, love it doesn't work down there. If animals could go through, even the Rashbag had said earlier on the Amud, if you have above three tefachim on the ground, less than four tefachim, then forget love it on the top part. Animals could walk through. That ruins the mechitza. That's a mechitza tluya, and it doesn't work. Only works above water, as we said. Hey, imokim le'iloi, if you're going to make the larger airspace.
How do you have the principle of omid brubal aparitz? You're always going to have a love problem.
How do you have omid ruba? You have omid ruba la parts, the principle, because where you have the omids, there is no bikin, boken, bo in there. And the spaces in between aren't, questions what the shears of those, but the machitzas that you have don't have, they don't ruin the machitzas that you have. Here is ruining the machitzas that you have, the gedim, boken, bo. Omid ruba parts can work because of the omids. You're not focusing on the omids. They're not focusing on the parts in that case. You're focusing on the omids. The omids are good machitzas. It's considered surrounding this area. But here, even the machitzas that you have are problematic, because it could be in boken bow on the bottom of them. So if it can't be on the bottom one. So imokim le'ilai, if you want to have it as the upper one, which is picture 120, so then no, that's also a problem. Called asi avir the haigi, so the haigi sumavatale. We've had the principle before. It's a question why it uses a different lashon than that it used earlier, but there's a principle that if you have a dofen, you have a little potential wall, and on either side of this potential wall, you have airspace of more than 3 tvachim, and those airspaces are larger than this dofen. This dofen is less than 3 tvachim, so then it's mevatel that little dofen as if it's not there. So if you look at the top rope here, the top rope in picture 120 has airspace of more than 3 tvachim on each side of it, and it itself is less than that. So the principle is as if it's not there. So you don't have anything. You don't have, it's as if you only have 6 tvachim. You don't have a mechitza of 10 tvachim. That's why it can't be on top. And imokim live in mitzi, so what's the only other possibility? Putting it in the middle, that is picture 121. So then, you also have another problem. Habilei, so what do you have in the middle there? You have 3 tvachim. Let's say you have 3 tvachim lavan on the bottom, and 3 tvachim lavan on top, but then habilei omin ruba laparetz mishtei ruchos. In order to have omin ruba laparetz here, you'd have to put together the two sides of the open space. And that's a machloka, so we don't paskin that works. And if you'd say it would work, then shma minah, omin ruba laparetz mishtei ruchos havi omin. But we don't paskin that way. So again, you can't have a hechi timsi. Rav Humnuna couldn't have asked whether this works, and you can't prove it from the Mishnah, because there's no hechi timsi that it would work. There'd be a separate problem. So what's the case that Rav Humnuna was bothered by? That horizontal machitzos, do you say omid rubal up? Do you say omid rubal up? It must be the following case. You brought a reed map. You brought a reed map, picture 122. You brought a reed map that is just larger, longer, wider than 7 tvachim long, the chakak bo gimel, and you took out 3 tvachim worth of the reed mat, close to the bottom of it, the shavak bo dalit umashahu, but you left 4 and a mashahu tvachim on the reed mat, 4 from the top, and 1 tiny one from the bottom of the reed mat, and you put it within 3 tvachim of the ground. So this is the case that he had a question about. And if you look at this picture, none of the problems that we had before exist. You don't have 3 tvachim from the ground. There's no problem of gedim boken bo. You don't have a problem of a little dofen which with large air spaces on each side, where we say asi aviru mavatale, because the space that only applies when you have an airspace of 3 tvachim. You don't have an airspace of 3 tvachim on the sides of the bottom one. So all the potential problems that we had before don't apply. So add it all up now. How much omeid do you have in this picture? You have 4 on top, and you have the whole bottom part, which is considered lavud. So you have like 7 and a mashu. So that's the kasha there of Amnuna had of omeid ruba laparetz. Does it work or not by horizontal machitzas? Fine. That was his ibaya. We don't prove the answer, but that was at least his ibaya. Rav Ashi amar machitza tuluy ibaylu. No, Rav Ashi says no. His whole question was a machitza tuluya itself. If you have a picture, picture 123, you have a big reed mat hanging down, and even if you have more than 3 tvachim on the bottom, he wasn't even sure whether that would work. We've said that it doesn't work, but his ibaya was, does that work because of omid ruba laparetz? Machitza tuluya ibaylu. The boy minei Rabbi Tavla may Rav, like Rabbi Tavla asked Rav, machitza tuluya ma'u shi'ita b'churva, can a machitza tuluya work? And Amar Lei, as we've said before, ein machitza tuluya materes el b'mayim, only over water it would work. Only it's a kula that we said above water, but it would not work. But that was the ibaya of Rav Hamnuna. It was by a regular mechisa tluya. Earlier we said, no, there's no ibaya. We don't pass it that way. That's why we had to come up with the case of picture 122, where you cut this reed mat in the middle. But that is the discussion of mechisa tluya, or what do you say, omen rula parits, by a mechisa of arif. Continue. Makifin bakanim. So what we have in the Mishnah, we had all these sheets in the Mishnah about when this heter applies. So b'shayara in b'yachidlo. Rav Yehuda had said it only applies by a shayara. It only applies by a caravan, but not by a yachid. Remember, shayara is 3 people, but by 1 or 2 people it wouldn't apply. Is that true? We have a brisa that says, or Rav Yehuda says it does work. V'atani Rav Yehuda omer kol mechitzas Shabbos lo itiru liyachid yasam v'sasayim. All mechitzas of Shabbos, says Rav Yehuda, even these low level mechitzas, only in one direction, will only allow a yachid to have that type of mechitza for a beis sasayim area. So again, fine. So, but he allows it for a Beis HaSayim area. In the Mishnah, he didn't allow it at all. That's the stira. In the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda doesn't allow this type of mechitza for a yachid at all. And in the Braisa, he allows it at least minimally, at least up until the area of the Beis HaSayim. So it says the Gemara, "Kidamar Rav Nachman Itamar Rabbi Rabaya Lo Nisar Elitin Lehen Kol Sarchan Hachanami Lehen Kol Sarchan." Just like Rav Nachman or Rabbi Rabaya gave an answer to another question of Litin Lehen Kol Sarchan, which we'll see in a minute what that question was. So to hear the answer is Litin Lehen Kol Sarchan, meaning what he meant in the Mishnah was that we don't allow it for a yachid is we don't allow a yachid to make it any size they want and do whatever they want with it. But yes, we do allow it in the minimal way. So when he says in the Braisa that we allow it in the minimal way, that's fine. In the Mishnah, he just said we don't allow them to do whatever they want in it, meaning either making it more than Beis HaSayim, or as we'll see, making it as big as they want and having a Beis HaSayim area where you're not even using. Those two things we don't allow for a yachid, but we definitely allow it up until a Beis HaSayim. Where did we have this? Where did we say this this answer in the first place? Which is the same answer that we used to answer this question. The Tzadik is we have a different stira. We just answered a stira within Rav Yehuda, but there's another stira within Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda. The Tzadik, our Mishnah says, "Kol mechitzas shel sasiv arivin mechitzas de Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda." In our Mishnah, Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda rejected these type of mechitzas totally, even for a shayara. Umiyam Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, he did. Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda say this, but Tanya in the Braisa that he did allow it. Echad yachid vechashir alachavalim, a yachid or a shayara or a caravan can use this mechitzas of ropes. What's the difference? So what's the difference between the two? One or two could have only a Beis HaSayim area, which by the way was the area of the in the chatzar of the Mishkan. Gimel nasu shayara v'nosan lo bayis Beis Sheish. Divrei Beis Rayuda. Beis Rayuda says no, but a shayara, once you get to a caravan, three people, you can have even larger. That's the stira, right? You see, Rabbi Beis Rayuda does allow it in a minimal way. And in our Mishnah, he didn't allow it at all. The chachamim omrim, echa yachid v'echa shayara v'nosan lo kol sarchan. But the chachamim say no, even a yachid can have it as big as they want. Ubavash shalo yehe Beis HaSayim panui. As long as you don't have a Beis HaSayim area not being used. So that wouldn't be allowed by a yachid. But, so therefore, how do you answer the seer of Yosef Bar Yehuda? No, really, the same answer as we answered before. When in the Mishnah that he didn't allow anything, that just meant he didn't allow, not that he didn't allow anything, he didn't allow you make it more than a Beis HaSayim, but up until a Beis HaSayim, he would allow for a Yachid. There's a discussion in the Rishonim already. So, Lamaisa, what's the difference between Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? They both seem to allow it by allow up to a Beis HaSayim by a Yachid. They both seem to not allow anything more than that by a Yachid, but they do allow it by a Shayara. The question is, Lamaisa, what would we say? And again, by the way, this is just to end off. This is the halacha that we hold in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yachid Sheshavas Bebika Fika Mechitzas Geruas. Let's say somebody's traveling and they want to create mechitzas. So what kind of mechitzas can you make? So a yachid that is using mechitzas geruos kagon shesi below erev or erev beli shesi ad sasayim mutal talta bakulo misasayim ve'elach ein metaltan lo ela ba'arba. If you make it more than a base sasayim, it doesn't work. V'chein adim heim shnayim, also two people. But v'heim shlosha yisraelim, once you get three Jews, it's not just a mezumin, it's also a shayara, and chashuvim kishayara umutal talta bakulo afilu godol harbe. You shouldn't have a Beis HaSayim panui. So again, this is halacha lemaisa. If somebody's making mechitzas, the difference between one or two people and three people. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, reminder, tomorrow, Shabbos in the shul, we're doing tomorrow morning, we're doing Shabbos' daf. Tomorrow between Mincha and Maariv, we'll be doing Sunday's daf. Sunday morning here on the web will be Monday's daf, and Bez Hashem sometime later on Sunday, either in the afternoon, probably at night, just guessing whatever the day is going to look like, Hoshana Rabbah night, that by Sunday night I'm going to try to put Sunday's daf on the web also. So hopefully by Monday morning at least it'll be out of order, but hopefully you'll have it there. Again, in Sunday and Monday are two Agadat Adafim. They're interesting about at least part of it, Adam Arishon and Bria Sa'olam. So Bez Hashem, we'll get to talk about it a little bit.